Hello, fabulous thinkers and scholarly adventurers. Welcome to another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. As always, I am your friendly neighborhood dissertation guide here at Writers ER, eager to navigate you through the rich tapestry that is your PhD journey. Now let's take a minute to talk about an element in this voyage that could either be your guiding North Star, or let's say, a slightly confusing GPS that sometimes loses connection. Yes, you guessed it right. The quintessential supervisor-student relationship in academia. Oh, where do I start with personal anecdotes on this one? You see, in my own illustrious journey through the winding halls of academia, I encountered a supervisor who had an uncanny knack for making his suggestions sound like riddles wrapped in enigmas, a bit like trying to assemble IKEA furniture with instructions written in hieroglyphics. But I digress. We waded through complex theories and even more complex coffee choices at our meetings. Slowly but surely, we built a partnership that resembled a well-oiled machine, albeit with a few squeaks here and there. There were times when I was the eager beaver, brimming with ideas, and he was the sage old owl, offering wisdom and occasionally a reality check. Through the labyrinthine paths of research and dissertations, we discovered that we were not just a team, but a coalition of explorer and guide, embarking on a scholarly adventure to unearth knowledge that was both profound and transformative. But enough about me, let's dive into what today's episode holds for you, our brave PhD learners. You see, fostering a relationship with your supervisor is a bit like growing a garden. It requires patience, nurturing, and the right balance of sun and shade. And yes, you might encounter a few weeds along the way, but with the right tools and strategies, you can cultivate a flourishing oasis of collaboration and intellectual synergy. So, in this episode, we are rolling up our sleeves to delve deep and furnish you with practical strategies, hard-earned wisdom, and maybe, just maybe, a sprinkle of humor to help you nurture a blossoming, fruitful relationship with your supervisor. Our goal is to equip you with navigational tools that ensure a successful and harmonious PhD journey. Remember, it's not just about reaching the destination, but also enjoying the voyage. And a great supervisor-student relationship can make this voyage not just successful, but truly enjoyable. Grab your notebooks, a cup of your favorite brew, and let's unravel the mysteries of the supervisor-student dynamics, one practical tip at a time. Stay tuned, because this is going to be a roller coaster of learning, unlearning, and relearning. All right, now that we've set the stage with our introductions, it's time to delve a little deeper into the vibrant dynamics of the supervisor-student relationship. You see, this relationship, folks, is a dance, a delicate ballet where both the dancers need to be in sync to create a mesmerizing performance. Let's first put our spotlight on understanding the roles. Imagine for a moment your supervisor as an experienced sailor, a captain, if you will, who has navigated the choppy waters of academia numerous times. They are there to offer guidance, to share their expertise, and to mentor you as you set sail on your own voyage. They've got the map, the compass, and the experience to help you steer clear of the tempests and find the treasures hidden in the vast ocean of knowledge. Now you, the brave explorer, don the hat of initiative and ownership in this expedition. Yes, the captain has the tools, but you have the fresh energy, the eager eyes that spot the new islands of opportunities, and the hands that are ready to dig into the unexplored terrains. You are not just a passenger, but a collaborator in this journey, bringing fresh perspectives and new ideas to the table. So now that we have a clear picture of our roles in this scholarly ballet, let's take a step further and wade into the waters of communication, a vital ingredient in this symbiotic relationship. Communication, dear listeners, is the golden bridge that connects the islands of supervisor wisdom and student enthusiasm. Picture it as a bustling highway where information, ideas, and feedback zoom back and forth, fostering a nurturing and productive environment. First up, we have the open channels. It's crucial to keep the lines buzzing with regular updates and meetings. Think of it as giving your plants a regular dose of water and sunlight, nurturing them to bloom splendidly. Maintaining regular contact helps to keep the energy flowing and the wheels turning. Next, we have clarity in expectations. Oh, this is a big one, folks. Just like in any great adventure, setting clear goals and discussing expectations early on is akin to having a reliable GPS system during a road trip. It helps to navigate the journey with a clear destination in mind, avoiding unnecessary detours and delays. It's about establishing a mutual understanding where both of you are not just reading from the same page, but are actually co-authors of a best-selling masterpiece. So, as we navigate through this segment, remember, understanding the dynamics of the supervisor-student relationship is akin to mastering the art of dance. It's about synchrony, harmony, and moving forward with grace and mutual respect. Let's forge ahead and create a masterpiece of collaboration, shall we? First stop, finding common ground. Imagine, if you will, being on a seesaw, a delightful playground staple. Now, the secret to a good seesaw experience is balance, right? Similarly, in your PhD journey, this balance comes from identifying and leveraging common research interests with your supervisor. It's like finding that sweet spot on the seesaw where both of you can enjoy a smooth, exhilarating ride. But hold on, it's not just about intersecting interests. It's about cultivating a garden of mutual respect and understanding, where ideas bloom freely and creativity flourishes under the nurturing sun of appreciation and respect. Just imagine how vibrant and enriching this garden could be, blossoming with the vibrant flowers of innovation and knowledge. As we stroll further into our garden, we come across the pivotal section of feedback and criticism. Receiving feedback, dear scholars, is an art akin to sculpting a masterpiece. Each critique chips away the excess stone, revealing the splendid statue within. It's about embracing constructive criticism with grace and using it as a tool to carve out your masterpiece with meticulous detail. But hey, this isn't a one-way street. It's equally essential to have the courage to voice your thoughts and ideas to add your unique strokes to this collaborative canvas. Supervisors, like experienced artists, also appreciate fresh perspectives that add depth and dimension to the ongoing masterpiece. Now, let's navigate into the somewhat tricky waters of conflict resolution. Disagreements, folks, are like inevitable storm clouds in the sky of academic pursuits. But fear not, because just as every cloud has a silver lining, every disagreement comes with the potential for growth and learning. Here's a golden nugget for you. When navigating disagreements, approach them with a calm, mature demeanor. Think of it as a dance where sometimes you lead and sometimes you follow, always moving with grace and understanding, seeking harmony and synchronization. And if, just if, the storm seems too fierce to navigate, do not hesitate to seek the safe harbor of mediation. There are times when a third party can act as a lighthouse, guiding you and your supervisor safely through the turbulent waters, steering your ship back on course towards the horizons of academic success. So, as we wrap up this segment, remember, building a productive relationship is like crafting a beautiful symphony, where different notes come together to create a harmonious, enchanting melody that resonates with the beauty of collaborative brilliance. As we delve into another stimulating section, where we roll up our sleeves to lay down some brick-and-mortar strategies for building that coveted, successful supervisor-student relationship. Grab a notepad, folks, because we are about to dive into a goldmine of practical steps that you can implement right away. So, let's embark on this segment with the key foundation stone, setting boundaries. You see, boundaries are to a supervisor-student relationship what fences are to a garden. They help in maintaining that crucial balance, keeping the wild weeds at bay while nurturing the precious blooms within. First on the block is time management. Picture this. Establishing schedules and adhering to timelines is like setting up a rhythmic dance routine. When both partners know their steps well, the dance flows seamlessly, in perfect harmony and synchronization. So, gear up to set those calendars, make those to-do lists, and waltz through your PhD journey with grace and precision. But let's not forget the essence of personal boundaries, which add that sprinkle of grace to the professional relationship. It's like enjoying a cup of coffee together, but with a coaster in place, maintaining a pleasant yet respectful distance that fosters a professional yet personable camaraderie. Now, as we twirl further into this segment, let's talk about the art of crafting a stellar work plan. Imagine this as weaving a beautiful tapestry, where both you and your supervisor add unique threads to create a magnificent picture. Collaborative planning becomes the loom where realistic milestones are woven carefully, creating a roadmap that leads to the pinnacle of success. But wait, the art doesn't stop at planning. It extends to regularly reviewing and tracking progress, a bit like stepping back occasionally to admire and adjust your painting, ensuring that each stroke leads towards a coherent and captivating masterpiece. As we stride towards the final stretch of this segment, let's delve into the vibrant world of networking and collaborations. Your supervisor, dear learners, can often be your golden ticket to a treasure trove of opportunities and resources, a seasoned navigator in the sea of academia who can guide you to islands brimming with potential collaborations and knowledge. And here's where the magic truly blossoms. A mentor who encourages you to network and grow is like a gardener who not only tends to the plants, but also encourages the bees to visit, fostering a garden that is vibrant, thriving, and constantly evolving. So as we wrap up this treasure trove of practical steps, remember, a successful supervisor-student relationship is like a well-tended garden where mutual respect, understanding, and collaboration bloom into a magnificent bouquet of success and fulfillment. Well, it seems like we've sailed smoothly through another episode, haven't we? Today, we embarked on a beautiful journey, weaving through the intricate nuances of fostering a robust supervisor-student relationship. From understanding the dynamic roles both of you play, to building a fruitful relationship grounded in mutual respect and collaboration, and finally sailing into the practical steps that guarantee not only a successful thesis, but a relationship that could very well last a lifetime. As we part ways today, I want to leave you with this golden nugget of wisdom. Nurturing a healthy and productive relationship with your supervisor isn't just about sprinting towards the finish line. It's about enjoying the marathon, learning at each milestone, and growing together in this wonderful academic voyage. Now, before you dash off to implement these golden strategies, here's a little gem to add to your toolkit. Dr. Anthony Robinson, a beacon of inspiration who completed not one but two dissertations in just 6 months, has poured his experiences and strategies into a playbook that is nothing short of a treasure map in the world of dissertations. Head over to writerser.com/playbook to download your very own guide titled, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less. Trust me, this is the compass you need in your academic expedition. And of course, we are eager to walk this journey with you. So share your stories, your experiences, and your triumphs with us on our social platforms. We're here cheering you on every step of the way. Thank you for lending us your ears and your time today. Oh, and keep those thinking caps on, because in our next episode, we will be diving deep into the exciting world of, well, let's keep it a surprise, shall we? Trust me, you don't want to miss it. Until then, keep sailing forward with courage, wisdom, and a sprinkle of joy, right here on Dissertation in 90 Days. Signing off.